Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Good morning and welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen, and I am so excited, truly so excited, to have these two young ladies on air with me today. Today we're going to be discussing Letter to an Elder Day. And Unified Caring Association is honored to take part in the second annual Letter to an Elder Day sponsored by Love for Our Elders. So tomorrow, Friday, February 26th, join thousands of volunteers in writing a letter to an elder and help by letting your friends and your families know and maximize your letter's impact. And so today I have two young kindness ambassadors with me, Serena and Simran, and they're going to share the beauty and benevolence in this caring outreach program, sending notes of love to our most vulnerable, our elders, who have been isolated for far too long from friends, families, and loved ones. Serena and Simran, welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Hi.
We're so happy to be here. Hi.
We're so happy to be here. Well, great. You two are just an amazing, you are amazing young people. Because I know Serena and I had talked before, and the story on how you guys got involved with Love for Our Elders. And I have to tell you, first off, what you did prior to this and looking in on the elderly community, I have to give you kudos to both to you and your parents, because I think that that is so phenomenal, and the world needs more of people like Jacob, Love for Our Elders, and you two, kindness ambassadors. So who would like to start and tell me how you got involved?
Yeah, so my name is Serena, and I'll start. So my sister and I, around last year when the pandemic started, we had been volunteering at a local senior center, but through volunteering for many months, they had to shut down any volunteers because of the pandemic. So we decided to go on Google and just search up easy and, you know, helpful ways to impact the elderly and just give back to one of the most forgotten groups in our society. So we found Love for Our Elders and we decided to get involved. So I downloaded Facebook for the first time and decided to join the group and become a kindness ambassador. And after becoming an ambassador, I decided to host a letter drive at my local high school, Northern Highlands Regional High School. And I decided to collect letters. So I collected around 600 letters with the tremendous help from students at my high school, friends, family, and other small communities like Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And they all worked so hard to get all of these letters into us. And we were so impressed by the huge support and all of the help that people gave us. So after collecting all of these letters, we sent them straight to Ohio, which is where Jacob lives. And he collected all of these letters and sent them out to different senior facilities. And after sending them out, he decided to give my sister and I, Simran and I, a position on his team. So we decided to become letter writing social hosts. And our job on the team is to host lives on Instagram and interview different people who we think are inspirational and just get more recognition for Love for Our Elders. So that's how we started.
That's amazing. That is utterly amazing. Now, how long did it take you to gather 600 letters? That's no small undertaking.
Yes, definitely. It took us around a month. We decided not to just keep the box. So when we collected these letters, we put out this beautiful box in front of our high school for students to drop off the letters that they made. And we decided to set a deadline so that people would be eager to get these letters into us instead of just keeping the box there for months. So the deadline was just 1 month, and we, you know, really worked hard to promote this and, like, all over Instagram, social medias, and we really worked hard just to get people to make letters. And so they all dropped it off in the box. We even went personally to many people's houses and just picked up their letters, and that's how we got our 600 letters.
Oh, my goodness. That is a huge, huge undertaking. And Simran, tell us a little bit about you and how, and I know your sister's story is probably going to be very akin to yours. What stands out most for you with this program and the elders? Why did you get involved?
For me, I began volunteering at a local senior center, and that was the beginning for me when I met my favorite senior. Her name was Grace, and she was the most inspirational to me because she was almost 100 years old, and she was still living on and being so happy, and that was really inspirational to me, and she got me most involved with taking care of the elderly, and that was when I decided that I cared so much for the elderly, and that was when I decided I wanted to be on the team.
Wow. Wow. And kudos to Grace. That sounds like the real key to longevity is really, it's happiness, isn't it? Being happy and,
it
you know,
really
and
is.
100 years old. Yeah. Holy cow, right? What a life.
Yeah.
Is she still among us?
She is still among us, but we cannot visit her because of COVID restrictions. But I hope to see her really soon, and I hope to send her as many cards as possible because she's a really wise person, and she always called herself glamorous because she was just a very bubbly person as well. So she was just a big light in my day, and, yeah, she was, like, a really kind person.
Oh, that's so lucky for you. Lucky, lucky. Both of you are very blessed in one another. So now this is the second annual Letter to an Elder Day. All right. So, and you're doing something live for this event tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep. It's at 7 o'clock Eastern, and it will be taking place over Zoom. And we hope to collect as many cards as possible and inspire people to create so many cards that day. And we'll be hosting breakout rooms where people can get to know each other, and we can be a really tight-knit community and really help each other create as many cards as we can. Our goal is to collect almost 10,000 cards, so that would be really great if we can be able to do that tomorrow.
Well,
yeah,
I hope
definitely.
We can help you reach, I hope you get your goal of 10,000. What an inspiration that would be for everybody else, for the two of you to build such a community for our elders, that you get that many notes and letters and cards. Now, do people hand make cards? Do they write it on a note card? Do they go out and buy cards? What type of cards are people writing?
Yeah, so they write letters to us, and also there's not that many restrictions when it comes to making these letters because we like to let people, you know, be creative and just really express themselves as much as they can in these letters. So there's no boundaries. You can draw, you can paint, you can color, you can add some poems, you can talk about your life, you can talk about a book that you recently read. You can really talk about anything. And the whole point of it is just to let the elder know that they're appreciated, loved, and important. And it can be often that they feel lonely and just, forgotten. So we definitely try to ensure that they, you know, are important and that we care about them, and that these handwritten letters, they really carry so much just like face-to-face interaction almost, because you feel like someone wrote this specifically for you, and it's sort of like a gift So that's what we try to give in our letters.
Wow. This, you know, it's, you know, I don't think that people really took into account what would happen to our elder community with isolation, right? And then it was, you know, 15 days, and now we're almost a year later, and our elders are still isolated from their friends, their families, their loved ones. And this, I think, makes a huge impact to let them know that they are not forgotten and that they are appreciated. And so, and just like you said, I mean, that is absolutely incredible. So you said that there were minimal restrictions. Is that right? And
yes,
the restrictions were talk about anything but COVID. Just share a little bit of yourself or just send a nice thank you letter. Now, you guys are doing the collection and sending them on to Jacob in Ohio. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, anyone can send letters, any handwritten cards from around the world, and they will all be collected at Jacob's warehouse in Ohio, and that is where he distributes them across the nation, and that is where they're sent out. Also, in terms of the guidelines for the letters, there are no restrictions on creativity. However, we do ask that you be kind and just be nice to the person you are writing to. So the official guidelines are for the letters to be legible and handwritten. And it doesn't matter if you are not artistic. You can make your card however you would like for it to be received. So however you want to receive your own card, you can put that into the card and they can get what you want. And the second guideline is to avoid religion if possible, because we're trying to keep it as open as possible and for anyone to be able to receive it and not feel that they are not represented in the card. So it should resonate with everyone. And the
right.
third guideline, to exclude the date, and of course to not reference COVID, because we're just trying to make someone feel good and not make them think about what's happening in the world right now, and for it to be kind of like an escape. So the fourth guideline is, of course, to embrace creativity and just be as personal and as colorful as possible. So any photos, crosswords, or drawings are very much appreciated. And the fifth guideline is to be kind and thoughtful. So for it to be a one-way letter exchange, you will not receive a letter back, but receiving nothing in return is part of the beauty of your act of kindness, and recipients aren't burdened by feeling obligated or unable to respond. And the sixth guideline is to envelope your letters if you can. So it's so much easier to receive an enveloped card. If you're sending more than one letter, you can leave your envelope letters unsealed and unstamped and send them in a larger envelope or box. And, of course, to share your acts and kindness, and, of course, tag Love for Our Elders if you're posting them online.
That's great.
And I think
now, where oh, my God, that is such a massive undertaking you guys are doing. I applaud you, and I truly do hope you get to your – to your 10,000, and there is now. Are you also like taking donations for stamps or anything like that? Because that's a costly adventure as well.
Yeah, so we are taking donations of money to support us to help Jacob pay for the stamps that send out the letters. But any other donations, like gifts, I am not sure about that. But I'm almost positive that we're not taking any gifts or anything. In terms of sending letters, don't really send the letters with a huge gift or something, because I'm not sure if those are able to be sent out to all senior facilities, as they all have their own restrictions and guidelines. So, yeah. That's it.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, I have 100 stamps that I, you know, it was like a happy accident that I bought. I didn't realize. So I have two packs of unopened stamps that I could send to Jacob to help him with stamping these letters and getting them to the elders. Is that right? Can I do that?
Yeah. Any donations of stamps or just like envelopes or any way to send the cards or just like help in postage would be very appreciated, and we can very much use as much help as we can get.
Okay. Now, is the deadline tomorrow for you to send all these out? Because if I mail him stamps today, he's not going to get them by tomorrow. But is this an ongoing project that he'll be able to use?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is all definitely right. an ongoing project, as we accept letters all throughout the entire year, any time really. The whole point of Letter to an Elder Day is just to synthesize, I guess, a day to just write letters and really just get this word out, as it is registered as an official national holiday with National Today. So that's the goal of Letter to an Elder Day.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So how can people take part in your Zoom call that's going on tonight?
Yeah, so you can go to loveforourelders.org, and they have all of the information about Letter to an Elder Day, how to celebrate it, how to support Letter to an Elder Day, and how to join the Zoom. It is going to take place again on February 26th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can definitely spread the word by posting one of their pre-made graphics on any type of social media, and even write a letter before Letter to an Elder Day and after. Again, they accept letters all time.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what is the largest amount of letters you have ever collected at one time? Was it the 600, or do you have a number larger than that?
Currently, it is 600, but our goal is to collect more this year, because in our school we have created a club and we hope to collect more in that way, and we hope to still get so much word out and just collect as many cards as possible in our area. But we don't have a specific goal yet, but we do hope to collect more. So
impressive, very impressive. And what do you think you're going to – are you guys are in high school still? Is that correct? Are you seniors?
We are sophomores currently.
You're sophomores. Oh, my goodness. My heart just is like – I just – oh, so beautiful. Truly so beautiful. All right, so sophomores, with the whole world ahead of you, where do you think your goal – where do you think your future is taking you with this type – of grassroots movement to celebrate our elder community?
Yeah, definitely. So I definitely think, you know, being part of this amazing organization has taught me so much, and I've definitely gained a lot of just real world experience with business and companies and how things run, because I never knew any of this stuff before. So it's definitely been an amazing experience for my sister and I. But as thinking about the future, I definitely want to do something that still sticks with the elderly, as again, they can be forgotten and just not focused on when we think of society. So I definitely want to do something with the elderly, and maybe something with nonprofits, or just something to definitely give back, because I think it's important to just maintain that part of yourself and give back to community and society, as, you know, society does so much for you.
Right, right. What is, you know, this is like a grassroots give back moment, actually, right? It is. It's a movement. It's a huge movement that you guys are undertaking, and I actually don't have the words to adequately express how how much joy I have for you and what you are doing currently in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, no, you know, it's the world needs more just like this, don't you think?
I agree, especially in today's time. We just really need some kindness in this world, and I think Love for Our Elders is doing just that.
Right. Kindness is the easiest thing to give to somebody, and it doesn't, and when you are giving kindness to somebody, you don't ever really expect, I mean, you should never expect anything to begin with, but you know, because expectations are what they are. But taking on a huge act like this, and, well, it's not, taking on a tremendous act like this and watching it grow and flourish, when 3 years from now, when it's your fifth annual letter writing, I think that you probably will have over, you know, I'd say 100,000 letters, if not more. Because this is something that everybody can get behind, especially if people are trying to right now figure out what they can do to help make a difference in someone's life because of, you know, depending on what state you live in and what your, you know, what your current, you know, lockdown status is, depending on where you live. This, for people who are still looking for ways to help or to reach out and just let somebody know that they're, that they care, that is, this is the one thing that you, that people can do and feel so good about. And all it takes is a little bit of time and a little bit of creativity and sending joy through the mail to somebody who could really, really use it.
Yeah, definitely. You don't, you know, you never know, like, the amount of impact that you're making by just doing a small thing. And making letters is definitely one of the easiest way to just give back and make people feel loved and appreciated. And definitely during this pandemic and how, like, isolation rates and just loneliness has definitely increased, it's important to think about others as well as yourself and think about how you can give back. And making letters is a very inexpensive way to just give back. And additionally to making handwritten letters, you can also make virtual letters, which Love for Our Elders has recently started. So that requires less hands-on materials, which is even better as most of us own mobile phones nowadays. So I definitely think it's really important to just take some time and give back.
So what would a video look like? Would it describe what that is? Because I think that would actually be, like, so incredible for an elder to see somebody's face saying, you know, thank you for being you. Thank you for all that you did to, you know, for your friends, your family, if you served in the military, if you, you know, whatever you did in your life, you know, thank you. For being just great. Thank you for being a parent, a grandparent, you know, a friend, a sister, you know, a mother, a father, a brother.
Yeah.
I mean, how incredible is that for somebody to actually, for an elderly person to see it? Have you been able to witness any reactions from your videos?
So I've created some virtual letters myself, and I've gotten some of my friends to create some. And after watching them, I realized how much face-to-face interaction it really brings, as lots of seniors don't really get to see different people every day because of this pandemic. So I definitely think it brings just a smile to their face. And they're super easy to make. There's not many requirements at all. It's just a 30-second video message. You can do whatever you want. You can sing, dance, talk, read a poem, read a book. You can do literally whatever you like. You can juggle. You can do whatever you want. And then you just send it to Love for Our Elders on Instagram or Facebook, and Love for Our Elders will send your video to a senior that's affected by the pandemic, and which will definitely help to boost their spirits. And it's super easy, and it just really helps.
You know, you just mentioned something, and I know I've heard it before, but where do you find the elders to send the letters and the virtual letters to? How does that happen?
Yeah. So actually, part of our team, we have one person designated to do that. Her name is Samin, and she just finds as many places across the nation willing to accept the letters for the seniors, and that's really her job. She just finds as many as she can, and she hopes to find them in as many diverse communities as possible, and we just try to get them to as many people in as many underrepresented areas that really need them.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And how many different states are the letters going to now?
So I'm not 100% sure, but we definitely have many states all across the U.S. and nationwide. In the East and the West and just all of that. But if you
right.
go to loveforhour.org, you can check to see which states specifically receive letters.
That's great, because then we can maybe find, you know, if it's not in all 50 yet, we can maybe help
mm-hmm.
out that way too in getting other places across the United States who would love having this sort of happiness spread throughout their facility.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Fill as many populations as possible and just really get them to as many people and just brighten everyone's day if that's possible.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it truly is. I am just so blown away by your dedication and your time. On top of being sophomores in high school, I'm just so blown away by the impact at such a young age that you are having. It sounds like you guys are having the time of your life at the age of 15 or 16,
yeah, we
right?
We are 15.
No.
Yeah, we definitely didn't expect this to whole to just, like, blow up, and we definitely did not expect any of this. We just wanted to do something out of the kindness for our heart and just, you know, give back, because we love doing charity, and we've always been doing charity for our whole lives and just giving back. Like, we used to volunteer at food banks and make food for homeless people, or just donate lots of money and just do whatever we can to just be a nicer person in general. So after getting this recognition, it's definitely helped us get our word out, and we feel super grateful and loved.
Exactly. It is a perfect match made in heaven, love for our elders and Serena and Simran. That's a blissful match, and I will do my best to tune in tomorrow and see what's going on in the virtual world of card making and breakout groups. I've never experienced anything like that before, so I think that would be actually fun for me to experience and join you in some letter writing, and I'll make sure that I get them out to Jacob, as well as I'll include some stamps for him. So people who want to find out more about what's going on with the Letter to an Elder Day can go to loveforourelders.org and find out all the information. Please, please, please help out these young ladies and tune in to their webinar tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And Serena, Samarin, thank you. Thank you, thank you for taking time out of your day to come talk with me and share what's going on with this huge day as we celebrate our elders. You guys are amazing, amazing lights, and I hope you blaze a trail of love everywhere you go. Thank you again so much for your time. I appreciated you.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you
had
so
an amazing. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We had a great time.
Great. I'm
yeah.
so excited. Yeah, the delay. I forgot to mention there's a delay in speaking. So I do it all the time. So, and I forget that it's there. But you girls have a fantastic day. Good luck tomorrow, and I hope to see you in the event tomorrow night. Thank you again.
Great.
Thank you for having me. Tomorrow as well.
Take care, girls. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is all our time for today. Again, Letter to an Elder Day tomorrow, sponsored by Love for Our Elders. Please visit loveforourelders.org and check out and see how you can become involved in such an unbelievably beautiful, loving, caring grassroots movement. Until next time, take care.